Adrian,
they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher this season. Last seven games, they've only given up 57 yards a game. You take that as a personal challenge, especially last time you only had 8 carries, 18 yards. How do you feel going into that? Is that more of a, I want to dispel all of that?
I look at it as more as it's just a challenge, you know, another challenge to help us get to where we're trying to go. You know, so we know they've been pretty stingy when it comes to the run game. And just overall, they are a good defense, you know, probably the best defense we've played, you know, last year. You know, so we know we have our hands full, and I realize that as well. But, you know, I'm going to come out and chip away at them the best as I can.
Adrian, what have you learned in your playoff games that you can pass along to some of the younger guys who have not done this before?
Just really, you know, just live in the moment, you know, and don't get too high. You know, you definitely don't want to be low. And, you know, just kind of doing this week, you know, telling young guys not to take it for granted. You know, because 2009 and 12, we went down to Green Bay and played, and that was just kind of, you know, kind of iffy, you know. But just taking advantage of the opportunity, you know, just let them know the speed of the game, you know, kind of goes up a little bit. And you know, every play counts. You know, so just stay in your element, you know, play smart, play physical, and, you know, enjoy it and have a good time.
You mentioned the speed. Obviously, the Seahawks have a ton of experience. How do you think guys need to do to kind of keep pace from the first snap and not all just fall behind early before they realize that you're in the playoffs?
Just go in poised, you know, and, you know, keep those jitters down. And at the end of the day, just play football. And I feel like, you know, offensively, we could just do our job and, you know, be able to keep drives alive by picking up third downs, you know, and putting ourselves in a good position. You know, I think that'll help us overall just remain calm and just be able to enjoy the game and take the game for what it is.
Adrian, how close friends are you with Tavares Jackson, and maybe how did he help last year, possibly giving you any advice or talking to you when you weren't able to play or anything like that?
Well, I haven't talked to T-Jack in a long time. Maybe like every blue moon might be a text that was sent out. But I think he sent the text just kind of, you know, keep your head up, praying for you along those lines.
Were you good friends when he played here, and is that kind of, I know you don't talk to him a lot, but still, yeah. You had a pretty good relationship with us, didn't you?
Yeah, well, when he was here, you know, how long ago was that?
Yeah, 2010 was his last year.
Yeah, so it's been like 6 years, you know, it's been a long time. So, of course, you know, when he was here, we had more, you know, tighter relationship, you know, but since he's been in Seattle, you know, he got his life going on and, you know, just on a different team, so we really haven't been able to keep in contact like that, but, yeah.
What does it mean to just have another opportunity to be in the playoffs for you here at this stadium?
Man, it means a lot. You know, just sitting back thinking about it, it's like, wow, I didn't imagine it would take, you know, this long to be in the postseason, you know. So it means a lot. You know, this is what we talked about coming into the season, you know, giving ourselves a chance. You know, we're in the NFC North. You know, we were able to accomplish that. And then, you know, just give ourselves a chance to get into the postseason and try to make a run, you know. So, you know, this week kind of been taking it in, enjoying it, you know, sitting back thinking that, hey, you know, there's a lot of teams and a lot of players that had their exit physicals, you know, done on Monday and Tuesday. You know, we're still here in the building working, you know, so can't take it for granted, just appreciate it, and then you try to extend that.
Is the game more fun for you when the stakes are higher, when it's win or go home?
Yeah, it's just... It's just on a different level. It's kind of hard to explain. You know, I guess it's kind of like, you know, prelims at a track meet, you know, and, you know, you get into that fine weight, you know, to run for the gold medal, you know. It's nothing like, you know, being in a position to actually go after that gold medal, you know.
With the only 8 carries last time, do you feel like to some extent they didn't get to really see what you could do that last time around?
Yeah, of course. 8 carries, you really don't get to see too much, you know, and they did a great job of, you know, forcing us out the run, you know, so we're going to have to do a great job of being balanced and making sure that our run game is, you know, gets going and we're balanced and we're able to utilize the run game, you know, throughout 4 quarters.
Last 2 times you guys were in the playoffs,
2009, you played with a Hall of Fame quarterback. You guys really were balanced. And then in 12, you really put that team on your back. What do you think this year is more similar to?
2009, you know, just having, you know, of course, Teddy's not a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, but he's definitely getting the job done. And, you know, he, you know, each week he continued to get better. And I say as far as the receivers and stuff we have a lot of athletes offensively, you know, and they're able to make plays. And our defense is as good as it has been here in Minnesota, you know. So, you know, I feel like all phases are playing well on the special teams as well, you know. So I feel like our opportunity, you know, we have a great opportunity ahead of us.
Adrian, Chad Greenway said that basically there's limited opportunities when it comes to the playoffs. How much urgency do you have, I guess, to hopefully get as far as you can and maybe even finish this? Because you're getting older, some of the guys getting older, and this kind of happens.
To ask the question again, it kind of lost me with the old.
Chad Greenway said Chad Greenway said earlier this week that the sense of urgency when it comes to getting in the playoffs, mm-hmm. based on how old you can get in your career, how more important is it, I guess, this time around for you to finish this?
Okay, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's definitely important, you know, because, like I said, coming in 2007 and, you know, making the playoffs in 2009 and, you know, here we are now, you know, 2016, and here I am 30. You know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to play, but, you know, you kind of look back and say, wow, we really haven't had too many opportunities, you know, so... I get exactly what Chad, you know, is saying. You know, for the veteran guys that's been here, you're able to see how fast time can go without being able to make it into the postseason. You know, so the sense of urgency is definitely there on the behalf of us. You know, that's why we've been kind of coaching these young guys to be prepared and, you know, not take it for granted.
What did you learn about that defense last time around when you faced them?
Say it again, what
yeah, about them last time around that defense. I know you only had 8 carries, but what did you learn? What did you see from them that last time?
It's a rowdy defense, very aggressive. You know, they have athletes on each level. They play with an attitude as well. Play fast, play physical. You know, everything you want in a defense, they have it. You know, so that kind of stands out. You know, I don't think I learned too much. It's kind of obvious, you know. So, you know, we know we didn't have our best foot, put our best foot forward in that game. And we know we have faith in Coach Turner that they're going to give us a game plan to go out and put us in the best position to win this game at home.
In 2009, though, maybe the team was a little more desperate because they felt that this might be Favre's only year. This is the only time we have him. It's like lightning in a bottle. That kind of desperation or urgency is missing on this team because besides maybe the veterans like you, Chad, and B-Rob have that personally, it's a young team. Would you say overall, collectively, that that's different?
Yeah, definitely. You know, because Favre coming in, you're like, you know, he's about to be heading out of here pretty soon, you know, and having that type of player at quarterback, and especially how he, you know, he performed, you know, the last 2 years. So there was a different sense of urgency on that part. But, so, yeah, it's not on the same level, but the urgency is there because we know the opportunities don't present themselves that often, you know, and we want to be able to take advantage, you know, continue to look at it 1 week at a time, get past, you know, Seattle, and then, you know, see what's next for us.
Adrian, you don't face
Adrian Peterson, what he's done in his running back career.
Tell you.
Just your thoughts on Marshawn Lynch and what he's done in his running back
career. Looking at you, thinking
of Oh, man, you know, Marshawn, you know, I remember coming out with him. We trained together in Arizona, and I knew he was going to be a force to be reckoned with. But... You know, beast mode, you know, for a reason. You know, he's a physical runner. He plays fast. His lateral movement, cuts, his vision is, you know, top of the line. I would have to say he's probably, you know, even though he didn't play this year, you know, much. I would say he's probably second best back in the league. You know, I gotta give it to him, hands down.
Is he as similar to you as anybody else? Style?
Yeah.
Kind of look alike.
Yeah, you know, he's a little shorter. I think what I got him, I got him a little more speed. And I think he got the same jump cut as me, but His lateral movement and his ability to get away and power through guys is amazing.
You've talked about Mike Zimmer being the most competitive coach that you have ever played for. Some people think he's turned this team around faster. Talking to Harry, he said, you know, I think he won us in the playoffs last year, so it's not fast in his book. What do you think is the reason for the success? And do you think in his terms it's fast enough?
Yeah, I'm sure he would have loved to be in the playoffs last year. I think the reason is, you know, I'll try to speak for the other guys in this locker room as well. When they look in coach's eyes, you know, they know that he's a winner. You know, they know that, you know, he wants the best, you know, out of each player. You know, the way he talks to us, the way he, you know, he interacts with players, you know, out in practice, you know, and, you know, kind of reminds you of that, you know, the high school coach, you know, and guys feed off that. You know, guys want to accomplish great things for a coach, you know, like that, that has that mindset and that mentality.
I know you weren't at practice today. Where are you at health-wise right now?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. Was able to rest the body today, and you know, I'll be ready to roll on Sunday. All right, guys, thanks.